Your music.
Your life.
Your life.
TFM. League Cup final Sunday on TFM. Full-time whistle has just gone at Hampden. And let's get the story of the game. Here's Dave Galloway.
Yeah, it's not ended well for Dundee United, unfortunately, John. Dundee United 0, Celtic 2. Celtic made a strong start and almost took the leads in 3 minutes. Van Dijk's deflected header from a corner cleared off the line by Dillon. United gifted their opponents a chance with Morris's short back pass intercepted by Griffiths, who took the ball round the keeper but shot into the side net. But United weathered that early storm and came back well. A long throw was flicked on by Bilotti, and with Rankin ready to pounce, Gordon saved bravely at his feet. Celtic went ahead on 28 minutes when Dillon was off getting treatment for an ankle injury. Stokes crossed for Commons and he scored at the second attempt after Cherniak had pulled off a brilliant save. The Polish goalie also superbly fingertipped a fierce low drive by Commons round the post. But United had given a good account of themselves, and there were loud claims for a penalty when Dow was pushed over in the box by Brown early in the second half. More encouragement for United when Bilotti showed great skill and strength against Van Dijk and Denayer to create an opening, but his deflected shot produced a decent save from Gordon. In the 56th minute, United were down to 10 men. The ref showed a straight red to Dillon for a challenge on Izaguirre. Celtic were pressing hard. Johansson's volley grazed the outside of the post and Denayer headed over from 6 yards, but Jackie McNamara's side were holding out very well and battling extremely hard. However, the Glasgow team doubled their lead in the 80th minute, Guidetti laying off for Forrest to coolly pick a spot from the edge of the box. 7 minutes later, Cherniak saved Forrest's penalty after Dixon's challenge on the Celtic sub. But in the end, John, United's valiant efforts fell a little bit short and the League Cup is park headbound. Here at Hampden before a crowd of 49,259, it finished Dundee United 0, Celtic 2.
It's going to be slightly disappointing for the 18,000 fans who travelled through to Hampden today, Dave, but a battling performance once again from a 10-man United side.
They gave absolutely everything, John. They left nothing behind on that pitch. They sweated buckets for the side and they gave Celtic one heck of a game. Celtic really had to do well to win this match. Just watching the United players now, they're trooping disconsolately past their own supporters applauding them. The United fans, 18,000 of them, like you say, were absolutely brilliant, as were the team, and it was just a pity that they played so well and put so much into it and they lost.
It's two games back to back for United against Celtic. There's more to come, as we know. We were talking earlier about the fact that maybe United would take encouragement from the battling performance last time. Do you think the same applies again after today's performance?
Yes, indeed. The last two games, United have played really well. They've worked so hard. They've run Celtic close in both games, and they can take a lot of positivity and encouragement going into the next chapter of the four meetings in a row with Celtic, and they can go into the midweek game with confidence.
It is kind of turning into like a soap drama, another episode of Dundee United meeting Celtic. Not to be this time for Dundee United. Dave, thank you from Hampden.
Thanks, John.
Finish there. Dundee United 0, Celtic 2.
TFM.